is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached London on his two-day visit to the United Kingdom starting from today. He will be meeting the Indian diaspora after reaching at the place of his stay. Some cultural performances of Assam, Gujarat, Bihar and Odisha, apart from dhol, tasha, drums are also planned. Winners of Know India program means Bharat Ko Janiye are also likely to meet. Mr. Modi, Akashvani correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to London, reports that Mr. Modi is scheduled to meet his British counterpart, Mr. Keir Starmer, tomorrow for bilateral talks. Signing off free trade agreement, a mutually beneficial agreement for both the friendly countries, will also be held tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on two-nation visit to United Kingdom and Maldives. On the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives from 25th to 26th July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Moizu for the 60th anniversary of the independence of Maldives. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were disrupted for the third consecutive day yesterday as the opposition continued with their protest. They were demanding discussion over special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar and other issues. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed two adjournments yesterday before being finally adjourned for the day. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla appealed to them to allow question hour, expressing concern over continued disruption. As the pandemonium continued, the House was adjourned.
सदन में तख्तियां लेकर आने वालों पर मुझे निर्णायक कार्रवाई करनी पड़ेगी आप जाइए सदन में बैठिए मुद्दों पर चर्चा करिए प्रश्नकाल पर हर मुद्दों पर हर विषय पर नियम प्रक्रियाओं के तहत आपको चर्चा और संवाद करने का पर्याप्त अवसर दिया जाएगा.
Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. Opposition parties created ruckus in the House and demanded discussion on special intensive revision in Bihar. Amid noisy scenes, Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal moved the carriage of goods by sea bill to 125 for consideration and passing. But due to the opposition parties' ruckus, the discussion could not take place. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia introduced two bills in the Lok Sabha, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. Mr. Mandavia said the Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for the development and promotion of sports, welfare measures for sportspersons and ethical practices based on basic universal principles of good governance. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said that India has a vibrant press and media ecosystem with over 1.55 lakh publications and 908 private TV channels. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan said number of publications registered with the Press Registrar General of India has increased from 1.05 lakh in 2014-15 to 1.55 lakh in 2024-25. The number of private satellite TV channels have also increased from 821 in 2014-15 to 908 in 2024-25. As of today, 92 private channels and 50 Doordarshan channels are available on DD Free Dish. Production and export of electronic goods, including mobile manufacturing, witnessed rapid growth in the last 10 years. Production of electronic goods has reached over 11 lakh crore rupees in the last financial year from 1,90,000 crore rupees in 2014-15, exhibiting 6 times growth. This was stated by Union Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Jitin Prasada, in a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Election Commission has started the process of election to the office of Vice President following the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar from the post. The process commenced after the Ministry of Home Affairs notified the resignation of Mr. Dhankar on Tuesday. Mr. Dhankar resigned from his post on Monday, citing health issues. In cricket, bad light brought early stumps on day one of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Old Trafford in Manchester, with India reaching 264 for 4 in 83 overs. For visitors, Sai Sudarshan was the highest scorer with 61, while Yashasvi Jaiswal hit a gritty 58 and sharing a 94-run opening stand with KL Rahul, who hit 46. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bowl. Currently, India is trailing 1-2 in the 5-match test series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.